welcome to the Backseat Box Office Results Show for episode 93, the weekend of June the 29th through July the 1st. My name is William Paul. I'll be your host for the day. Now, with this podcast, we go over the results of the weekend's box office, what came in number 1 through number 5. We compare those results to what people have predicted and give everybody a score, congratulate the winners, commiserate with the losers. So, let's go ahead and get into it. What are the results of this weekend's box office? Well, in number 1, we have Ted. In number 2, we have Magic Mike. In 3, we have Brave. In number 4, we have Medea's Witness Protection. Then in number 5, we have Madagascar. Now, even though those are the top 5 movies, I do want to go ahead and mention Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter in number 6, and then a new release, People Like Us, coming in at 11th place. The reason I want to mention those two is because those people that I mentioned that send in their predictions, well, some people did pick those. We have to account for them. Now, did anybody get all 5 movies right in the right order? No, we did not. Now, how we would usually do this is we would give that person a 25, but for those of us that did not get that, we take those 25s everybody gets, we take away 1 point per position a movie is off, and so our highest score this week is our host Tony, who gives us a 23. He got that by getting Ted in first place, Brave in second place, Magic Mike in third, then Medea's Witness Protection, and Madagascar 3 in the correct spots. So transposing Magic Mike and Brave, 1 point off for each of those, that's 23. Then we move on to a set of 19s. We have 4 19s all the same way. These people put Brave at number 1. Now, because that's in the number 1 spot, you lose 2 points per position. Brave actually coming in at 3rd place, so that's 2 points per position, 4 points off there. Then Magic Mike came in the right spot for these people. Ted in 3rd place as opposed to 1st, so that's 2 points off. Then Medea's and Madagascar, both in the correct spots, 4th and 5th. Those people that got the 19, Jonathan, another host, Cougaron, Andrew, and Jeff. Then we have another 19, slightly different method. They got Brave in 1st place, Ted in 2nd, Magic Mike in 3rd, Medea's Witness Protection in 4th, and Madagascar 3, so that is Lena with that 19 in that manner. We move on to Scott, who got an 18 by going Brave, Magic Mike, Ted, Medea's Witness Protection, and then Abraham Lincoln, which came in 6th, remember. That's an 18 for you, Scott. Then we move on to a 16. We have Tim, who also put Brave in 1st place, Ted in 2nd place, Medea's Witness Protection in 3rd as opposed to 4th, Magic Mike in 4th as opposed to 2nd, and then Abraham Lincoln once again in 5th instead of 6th. Tim, you got a 16 for the week. Then we move on to a 15. Father Beast also put Brave in 1st, Medea's Witness Protection into 2nd instead of 4th, Ted in 3rd instead of 1st, Magic Mike in 4th instead of 2nd, but oh, Father Beast, you did get Madagascar 3 in the correct spot in 5th place. Then we move on to a set of 14s with Tad and Uriah. Tad did send in a voicemail, so let's go ahead and listen to that.
Hey, this is Tad calling with my picks for this week. Hopefully I'll be able to get them in next week. I'm going to be out of town next week, and so I don't know what kind of access I'm going to have, but I'm going to try to get some picks in. But anyway, so my picks for this week are, I'm going to go with Brave at number 1, Dina's Witness Protection at number 2, I'm going to go with Ted at number 3, I'm going to go with Magic Mike at number 4, and I'm going to put Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter at number 5. I hope those work out okay, and good luck everybody, and I'll see you in Boston for the rest of the week. And I'll try to call from there with my picks for next week. All right, thank you. Bye.
To recap that, both Tad and Uriah both put Brave in number 1, Medea's Witness Protection in number 2, Ted in 3rd, Magic Mike in 4th, and then Abraham Lincoln in 5th place. Now, we move on to another 14, someone who actually did not put Brave in 1st place. We actually move on to William, who put Magic Mike. William, you're putting Magic Mike in 1st place. Are you trying to tell us something? Does your wife know? I don't know, buddy. Brave in 2nd place, Ted in third place as opposed to first. You got Medea's Right in fourth place, and then People Like Us, you put that in fifth place as opposed to 11th. That really dropped you 6 points right there. Then we move on to the next person, Art, who gave us a voicemail.
Hey, this is Art calling in my picks for the weekend. We're going to go with Brave staying at number one, Ted at number two, Magic Mike at number three, Medea's Witness Protection at number four, and People Like Us at number five. All right, thanks. Bye.
And to recap Art's picks, he put Brave in number one, Ted in second place, Magic Mike in third, Medea's Witness Protection in fourth, and then People Like Us again in fifth place. That's a 13 for the week. Now we move on to Mrs. Beast, who gave us Brave in first place, Madagascar 3 in second place, Medea's Witness Protection in third, Magic Mike only in fourth place, and then People Like Us in fifth place as opposed to 11th. You still get 9 points for the week. And then our last contestant this week, Mentally, gave us Brave in first place, People Like Us in second place. That's 9 points off right there. Madagascar 3 in third, Abraham Lincoln in fourth, and then what actually came in first place, Mentally, you put Ted in fifth place. That's 4 points off. So 4 points for the week. Now, we do want to go ahead and move on to the leaderboards, how things have shaken up. We have a new number one person. At the top of the leaderboards, instead of Andrew, we have Tony. Andrew does come in at second place. And then we have Jeff in third. We have Rich in fourth place, Cougaron in fifth. And, oh, we have a tie between hosts, something that Jonathan is used to, but now he's tied with William. We move on to Tad and Uriah, both tied for eighth position, and then Lena and Scott in tenth. So that is it for this week. Now we move on to the coming week. I want to go ahead and let you know about some movies coming out. Of course, Spider-Man. As of the release of this results show on Wednesday, Spider-Man has already been out for a day and a half. I say half a day due to those midnight releases, you know, whatever, go figure. Then we have Katy Perry's movie coming out on the 5th, so that's Thursday. That's Katy Perry, Part of Me. And then on the 6th of July, we have Savages coming out. So that is just one movie coming out for this weekend. Now, keep in mind, even with the early release of movies this weekend, for the purposes of our podcast, we only take the 3-day weekend gross. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So whatever amount that Amazing Spider-Man gets from Monday night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, doesn't count for our purposes. Keep that in mind. I wish you a good day, a good week, and a good weekend. Happy prediction.